The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Free Fire Radio. And it is Friday, but it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark. You didn't miss a day. It isn't Thursday. We're just going to be in the studio this morning doing the show. Carl and Linda are out on assignment, so I'm going to do the whole day this morning. And I'm joined this morning by the newest Anderson City Councilman from the city of Anderson, Mike Gallagher.
Good morning.
And so he's going to kind of be co-hosting with me for a while, and then in a few minutes we'll talk about him and his who Mike Gallagher is and what he's doing getting on the Anderson City Council. It was an appointment because of the retirement of a longtime councilwoman, Norma Komnick, and a good friend of mine. And so we're joined right now with our animal of the week from Haven Humane and Amy.
Good morning.
So what do we got?
We have a really cute pup named Beckham. Beckham is about 5 years old. He's a lab pit mix, maybe, but he doesn't really look that much pit to me. I'm not really sure what he is. He's got kind of a pointy face. He's really, really cute. He's mostly black with some white markings. He's about five, so he's getting to the point now where he's starting to calm down, although it might not seem like it. Beckham has a lot of energy, but he is very, very smart. He's a very smart dog. He knows all of his basic commands. He is just looking for an active home that will help him kind of channel the energy. A firm kind of like a firm owner is what he needs. Someone that's going to keep continuing to work on him and, not jumping on new people, just being calm in situations. He's really, really smart though. He's very sweet.
Good with kids?
He is good with kids. Yeah. And he's good with other dogs as well, but he's been with us, since February this year. So he's been in the shelter for 220 days as of today. So he is definitely looking for a forever home.
Exactly. And you think he'd be good with other animals and
Yeah. I'm not sure about cats, but
I'm not sure about cats.
Yeah. He would do great with other dogs and children. He does know he has a tendency to jump up on adults, but not kids, because a lot of dogs know the difference that, you don't jump on something small like that. So he is good with kids. He just needs a really fun outlet. He would be a really good active, throw a ball for him in the backyard. Just kind of get some of his energy out, and then he is ready to learn and ready to show you all that he knows. So he's a really smart dog, and he is available right now for adoption. So he's neutered and up to date on everything. So he can leave the shelter today, and he's definitely, he's done his time. It's time to find him a home.
Okay. So how do people go about taking advantage of these animals? Do they call Haven or stop by?
Yeah, so you can always give us a call, especially if you're interested in a specific animal. We always say, give us a call and we'll let you know if it's available for adoption or what the status is on the animal. And so you want to call 241-1653. It's our adoption center. And then also, come on down. We're open from 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday for visiting for animals. So our kennels open a little later than the offices, because we obviously have to clean everybody and make sure feed everybody for the day and get them ready, make them pretty and shiny before people walk through. From 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday, you can definitely come down and say hi and, ask one of our adoption specialists, what exactly it is you're looking for. Because maybe you don't know what you're looking for when you walk through, or you don't know who's going to, be the right fit.
Exactly. And I think I've talked to so many people that go through the kennels to look for an animal. And the dog sometimes kind of adopts you.
Yeah.
You go through and you kind of maybe have an idea, but not totally.
Right.
But sometimes that connection is just made.
It's just instant. Yeah. It does happen. But it's definitely something if you just let us know what your lifestyle is like, what kind of housing you're in, what it is that you're looking for in an animal. If I have small children or I have, I'm a empty nester, whatever it may be, we know our dogs really well. And that's one of the really good things, is to come ask us, because we know them really well. And we'll let you know what fits with you. And it might not be the dog you thought you wanted, but we'll tell you that this is the one that's going to be the best fit for you. So
and people getting dogs in their home, we want to remember that they like companionship. Yes. So be sure that you're ready for that responsibility, right, yes, and that you're going to be there with that animal, give them, especially an animal like this, that you, yes, got the time to spare, spend with them, because it's not a good thing.
To leave them alone all
yeah, day, or not be there for them or with them.
Yeah.
They, especially an active animal, a lab.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah.
They like company, and if,
yeah,
they don't, they find a way to keep themselves busy, and it's usually not good.
And most dogs that like that, as long as they're getting regular exercise,
they'll
be okay to hang out and chill for parts of the day and be okay. But if they still need a regular walk, they still need, you know, all of that. So definitely come by and see him. Bark, Wine, and Brew, my status at this point is unknown whether we're sold out or not. I know that we were pretty close. So if you haven't gotten a ticket for Bark, Wine, and Brew, check that out today before they do sell out. We sell out every year. We try to let people know. Every single year we sell out. So if you haven't gotten it and you're interested in going, it's always a really, really fun time.
And that's coming up on?
That's coming up on October 5th.
Right.
Yeah. And this year we have a theme. It's the movies have gone to the dogs, so we're doing like an 80s movie theme. So each table is like an 80s movie. It's going to be really fun. So definitely if you have not looked into the tickets for Bark, Wine, and Brew, definitely pull it up and see if there's any left. I know we always get close to selling out by this time, or if not sold out by this time. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Alrighty. Yeah.
Amy,
have a good weekend,
guys. Beckham, you guys have a great weekend. And Jared, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with a Councilman Mike Gallagher.
Your friendly oil change. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Backhoe and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side.
Hey, good choice, Jared. I like that song a lot. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Jump into the chat room at on Free Fire Radio if you'd like to join the show. Or if you have a question, give us a call at 605-4567. I'm going to give you my home phone number. That's not a good idea. Okay, so I have Councilman Mike Gallagher in the studio with us. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks so much for having me this morning.
So you're new to the city council. Tell the city or the people out there listening, who is Mike Gallagher?
Who is Mike Gallagher? That's the $25,000 question. So a little bit about myself. I grew up in the North State. I've been here my whole life. I was born in Corning and raised in Los Molinos and came to Redding in 1986. I moved up here, got married the following year and had a daughter, beautiful daughter in 1990 who's now fixing to get married May. It's exciting for us. And I've been here ever since. I did a brief stint in Chico for work. Moved down there to Chico, but came back. Love this area. Love the outdoors. Love the mountains, the lakes, the rivers. Pretty avid fisherman and trying to learn how to bow hunt with my PSE bow. Got to do a little bit of that this year. So just love what the North State offers and really don't want to be anywhere else.
So
I was going to make a comment about the state of California, but I think I'll
go ahead.
Let's not go there. Okay. Not this trip. Maybe next interview we can talk a little bit about that. But I think it just has so much to offer. You know, I grew up in a very small town. So I've been to San Francisco a couple times. It's not my cup of tea. You know, I'm good for about 8 hours and then I'm looking for an exit that points north I-5, you know, or something,
I hear you.
Or the 680 or something to get out of there. So love the small town feel. And
well, we had, unfortunately Norma Komnik had to retire and Norma's health is not good and we always wish her well and keep her in our prayers. But she resigned, and so there was an opportunity for the city council to either have a special election and or make an appointment. So they did an interview process and had applicants come in, and the council decided to make the appointment with you. Now that you're with the group, you've only been there, what, a month and a half, 2 months?
Months, I think.
Yeah, so you're just getting your feet wet really good. But so what do you see as the challenges and things that are happening in the city of Anderson?
Well, I've said a couple times, and let me just say this first, Trish, thank you for your years of service. You have spent yourself, I'm sure,
I've had a gifted life.
Well, I agree, but you've been a servant, and so thank you for that, and as well as Norma. You know, 21 years of service, let's never forget her service. Those are awfully big shoes to fill. It was kind of interesting to learn that she was appointed her first go-around. There
was
a vacancy, and she was appointed, so I felt like tradition was a little bit of that, and it's an honor to even be considered to fill those particular shoes. of Norma Comnick. We can't thank her enough for her long-standing service to the city of Anderson and the North State, the whole county of Shasta.
Yeah,
very involved.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So thank you guys for your service. I've said it before. I'm coming into this in a really good time. You know, I feel like it's the 80s again when there's just a good feel. There's no overarching major issues in our city. I feel like we've turned the tide of public opinion, for lack of a better word. People just feel good about Anderson, and that's, you hear that all the time. And so I'm really grateful for that. I think the leadership team that we have, both staff and on the council, I'm just honored to be part of that. I got a lot to learn. I don't claim to know a whole lot about politics. There was a time in my life where I thought I understood about politics, and now I'm on a steep learning curve. But I think that I think my life experience, my work experience, ministry experience, leadership in our church, things like that have given me some tools that I think there's something I can offer to that. I think if there was anything that I would be right up front with is I would love to see, we have a couple of things that we need to do in Anderson. One of them is the project of increasing the sewer line that goes kind of from the Walmart area over to the wastewater treatment so that those areas could be developed more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big project and it's going to need some funding, but I'm believing for that, and anything I can do to help that move along, that's really important. Those infrastructure things are super important. I'm a big fan of Jeff Keyser. I think he does a great job, and there's a couple things about Jeff that people probably know, but if they don't, one, he says he does, you know, infrastructure and safety really well. Business is somebody else's responsibility. Basically, that's my rendition of what he says, you know. And I so appreciate that about him. And we live in a very safe city. We're thankful for Chief Mike Johnson and all that he's done with our police department. You know, we're just very grateful and blessed to be in the city of Anderson on that front. But Jeff keeps his eye on the ball. You know, let's stay in our wheelhouse. Let's stay in our lane. These are the things that we can affect, and I think he does that really well. Staff, we've got great staff. The city workers, it's an upbeat group. I think all the ones that I've met so far, we've got some highly talented, sharp folks that are in key positions at staff level. So super grateful for all of that. And I just, you know, I did have one person when I met them said, just don't mess it up, you know, and like, so my, you know, that was a good word. Don't go in thinking that there's a major change you have to make. I think it's just an honor to get to be a part of that team and learn.
Yeah, I think that's a good fact. You made a statement about the perception of the city of Anderson.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I think that's so important recognition.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat. But there certainly was a time, but back in the day when I first got involved in this, where it was, I've said this before, whenever I would attend a meeting when I first got on the Anderson City Council, the conversation was always the city and the county, the city and the county. Mm-hmm. And I would always, you know, say, I would have to remind them at that time that there were actually two incorporated cities in Shasta County at that time. And so the joke was that they used to then say the city and the county and, oh, yeah, Anderson.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But now we do have the recognition. I know that our fire department has gained great recognition among the other departments that you know, we're a reliable group and are going to respond with professionalism. And that's brought a lot of, you know, notoriety to the city that our teams together, our police department's doing a good job. I think the other thing is we're making that recognition, as you probably are getting aware of. A lot of people think that the fire department is, in fact, part of the city, like right. It is in Reading. And they're separate entities that work really well together. And we're developing some great partnerships right now between the city and the county, or, I mean, between the city of Anderson and the fire department, mm-hmm. that make those building permits and inspections and things that make it great for our citizens and the building community. And make things happen.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I was a fan of Chief Weigel when he came. I thought that was
a great
addition. He made some really important changes. But I'm also a big fan of Chief Lowe. He's a young, fiery guy who's passionate about his job. And, you know, you can't put that in somebody. That's
right. Chief Weigel had a vision and a great experience background where he came in and had a lot of good structure ideas for us. And I always tell Jeff he was like a sponge. Mm-hmm. He kind of listened to all of that and is just systematically putting all of those great ideas into effect. And you're right, has a passion for his job that is just incredible.
Yeah, he shows up, you know. Absolutely. He shows up to those things. And so been a lot of support, I think, you know, a little bit more. Can I just
please
back
do.
Up a little
yeah.
bit? Just one of the things that I think has been really encouraging, and I'm going to shamelessly plug a little bit of what we do. My wife and I have 18 plus years in counting, Deanna. I'm very thankful for her. We've blended a family and we've been through a lot, but we've persevered through a little bit of challenges, but I'm very thankful that we were called to go into a very dark area in Anderson and help transform a neighborhood. And I think that's the
reality. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, so the Manter House and Shasta Thrive, which we are pushing out countywide. We want to be a county influence, but we got kind of our start. We were called down to the Bruce Street neighborhood, and a lot of folks know. But if you haven't heard about that, we were able to purchase a little home that was one of the infamous drug houses, one of the many infamous drug houses in that neighborhood. And back in 08, it was this four square blocks of Anderson in the Bruce Street neighborhood was generating about 80% of all the calls for police service for the APD. So the Lord called us to purchase a little yellow house on the corner, and we've created a community center. Long story short, through relationship, our line is that we build thriving communities through empowering relationships, right? So nothing changes in anybody's life without a significant relationship. And so our idea is that we'll show up. You know, it took us a couple of years to really get rolling. We didn't quite know what we were doing early on. But once we kind of got our feet under us and realized it's about showing up, 200 plus days a year, you know, is what we are thankful for.
And so basically what happens at the Manter House?
So community, classes. We learned early on we weren't going to be a food bank. We weren't going to be a clothing bank. We weren't going to pay utility bills. There's great services out there available to do all those things.
For those people that want to help themselves, there's more than enough.
One of the challenges, I would say, is navigating the system that's fairly broken. I'm just going to say it. But we tend, we could focus on the problem. Everybody knows about the problem. And I'll throw another compliment to Jeff Keyser. He says, you know, we can talk about the problem as long as we come with a solution. Our solution was to show up and help folks with life skills. You know, we're talking about people from 30 to 50, fourth generation, you know, poverty for, you know, welfare, whatever term you want to throw out, but just this system of poverty that has entrenched multiple generations. Now we know it's no secret, but we know that through a significant relationship, somebody that will stand by their side as they work out the brokenness in their lives can transform people.
It empowers them.
It's amazing to see the transformation. We have one of our poster children, 52 years old, had never had a savings account, never have been able to put a little bit of money aside, just whatever it was, a little bit. And at 52, she had her first savings account. Yeah. That's a huge deal for those who are, sorry, Trish,
right.
But if we could bring understanding to those who have not had those challenges, if I have a bit of a message, it's like we won't go into the whole homeless thing. There's a major issue. Nobody's denying that. But what are some of the solutions? And I feel like we have just had the experience of working alongside people, getting them to talk about what has happened in their past, and then through forgiveness, see them have breakthrough and turn their lives towards more better for them. It's not about us. It's about them. And that's just super encouraging for us. That right there, when you can see the change in somebody through that. So
I'm going to, we're running out of time, and so quickly wrap up. We did this short visit this morning. When I come in here to do these shows, I never know for sure how many guests I have, and we have 7:30 guests. But I really just wanted to introduce you to the community, get you used to this radio. I'll have you back again, and we'll get more in-depth about you and what have you. But I just wanted to introduce you out there and let the community know that we have a new councilman in the city of Anderson, and he's ready to go to work to make it an even better place to live.
We're going to do our best, and can I shamelessly plug our fundraiser event for Shasta Thrive, which will be on October 11th, and you can go to ShastaThrive.org or ShastaThrive.org will get you to, if you would like to attend, you can purchase tickets there on Eventbrite. We would love to have you join us. It's a really good event for Anderson. We're very proud to do it. It's an upscale kind of auction dinner fundraiser at the Gaia.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we hope you can all join us. Thanks, Trish, for having me.
And thanks so much for joining me on such short notice.
You got it.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish, you're jumping.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place to turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's. Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms.
Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Trish Clark, it's 7:30. It's about 66 degrees in downtown Reading. And I have in the studio with me now Rob and Bruce Middleton from House of Realty. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish.
So I know Carl has you in here and you talk about all kinds of things. So what's the most important thing on your mind right now? Either one of you jump in.
Well, we had actually tried to get insurance people in here this morning because insurance has become a huge factor.
Yeah. Especially the fire insurance.
After the car fire and whatever. And we tried two different. One had a death in the family and the other one was headed to Los Robles or whatever to drink wine, so we couldn't talk him into staying. But we'll maybe do that next month. But I heard Trish and Carl earlier in the week. They were talking about some friends of theirs in Sunset Terrace that weren't being renewed. So it's just not a rural issue anymore. It's also affecting the city of Reading as well. I have a home in Viola. It's a, more of a lodge, but it's closing next week, and the buyers, their hazard insurance is over $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And then although some of the property is in the floodplain, the home isn't, but VA still required flood insurance. So their insurance on that property is going to be over $15,000 a year. And
wow.
A lot of people aren't aware that's happening.
You know, and as you indicate, it happened after the fire. And even those of us that are not anywhere near all of that, with all of the recognition of the cost of rebuilding and all of those things with the new requirements, all of our insurance, when you get your homeowner's insurance renewal, stand by, get a drink before you open it. It's got somewhat of a shock factor in it now.
We were evacuated to live on the west side of town for 6 nights, but no real damage at all other than insulation and certain things and ducting and that type of thing. But my insurance went up $36 a month. And I think that's somewhat standard throughout the city of Reading, but a lot of people are not being renewed.
I've heard, and a lot of companies have just not stopped doing business in the state of California. So that's certainly a huge deal. It's on the, and there's, how's the market doing? Is it a lot of houses available?
Market's been very consistent. We've seen over the years an inventory in the county from roughly 600 houses on the market to, I've seen it up to 2,450. Right now you're looking just, it's going up and below the 1,000 market right now. And pending sales are occurring, and the market's fairly active, but the majority of the active market is below 500 and 1,000 on the purchase price. So it's been a steady market. It's kind of a sad market in some respects because we see a lot of people that have been burned out. They've moved out of state with their funds. We've seen others struggle with the rebuilding process where we're short on the trades right now with all the construction that's taking place. And you see a ton of commercial construction taking place right now, too, between the courthouse and downtown Reading and other areas. So subs are hard to obtain right now. They're booked out, and there's almost a competing war for good subs.
You know, any time of a type of home repair at this point, if you with all of the things going on in the state of California, I know that there's a big demand for standby generators and solar and all kinds of those, and that all entails some plumbing and some electrical work, and trying to book those things are getting really complicated because, as we've talked before, we've gone through a period of everybody goes to college and haven't really paid attention to maintaining the ready supply of workers in those fields, tradesmen.
Well, and then
so we don't have electricians and plumbers and air conditioner repairmen and everybody in those businesses is struggling to hire people.
When the recession hit, a lot of those tradespeople had to leave the area.
That's true.
To work. And so I think probably the numbers I've seen, it was over 50% left the area. And so then with this car fire and what's going on, roofers right now are a couple of months out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had them tell me it's not that we're that busy, it's just that we can't find good help. And that's that's true in a lot of the trades right now.
Well, and we went through the whole thing with the air conditioners, and I think I talked to a couple of people in that business, and they kind of indicated that a lot of that was because of the car fire and the issues that arose because of that continual smoke for even if you weren't damaged by the fire, a lot of the systems were, and just different things that happened. But boy, it seemed for a long time every place I went, their air conditioner was out. People get really testy when it's 100 degrees.
No sense of humor.
Exactly. You're right. No sense of humor. They couldn't get their arms around it.
Well, the other thing that people are considering right now, when you live outside, say, the city of Redding or unincorporated areas and rolling blackouts with PG&E and what's going to transpire there, businesses are faced with a dilemma right now. How do we combat that? Whether it's generators, it's solar, and there's confusion in the solar market right now. And
certainly in the city of Redding with the changing of the rules, that's a whole big discussion that we're going to be talking about.
And then the new requirement that starting in 2020, which isn't far off, new construction is required to have at least 2 solar panels on new residential residences. So,
what a quagmire, because you've got over here the city making it more difficult and less attractive to put solar, and then the state coming down and saying, yeah, but if you're going to build a new house, you've got to put solar.
Well, and 2 panels, it's not like it's going to be a huge asset to the house. I mean, most people would want to add to that, so then you have to factor in your cost of adding that on top of what the contractors added on for the initial 2 panels. And homes are becoming more and more energy efficient, so that's good news between LED lighting, on-demand hot water, etc. But it's confusing out there, and it's also tough to figure out building costs and what you're going to do at this point in time. So.
Well, and if you have any kind of a crystal ball in mind, if you look at, in my mind, one of the things I think about with solar, and I just recently added solar to my house, but when we started with the computers, not even 20, 25 years ago, it took a whole building to put the computers in. They were huge, and you had to have a whole system, and now the smartphones we carry around have more computer capacity than most people need in their whole home to run everything. So is that same thing going to happen with these solar panels that our whole roof is covered with now? Or are we going to be looking at a shoebox 10 years from now that does the same thing? I don't know.
That's the million-dollar question at this point in time. And then the other factor to consider when you're looking at solar, do you buy it? And if you buy it, do you buy it on terms? If you buy it on terms, is there a subordination clause in there if you sell your house at the solar when then take a secondary position behind the new loan that would be put on there by a buyer? So there's a lot of factors to consider.
A lot of stuff to consider, absolutely. And certainly the rolling blackouts that PG&E is talking about, if you don't live in the city of Redding, the unincorporated area, I live in the city of Anderson, and that became a real, mind thing. When we had the power outage over Christmas last year with the snow, and I was without power for 5-6 days, and I'm still on a well, even though I'm in the city of Anderson. And that just was a big eye-opener to me. I thought, so what happens when I'm gone with my motorhome in the middle of the summer, PG&E does a rolling blackout, and my pump doesn't come on and water my yard for 5 days?
Well, and what happens to your refrigerator
and
your freezer?
And the refrigerator, the freezer, and all of that. And I thought, well, wow, that's a big deal.
So it's a major consideration right now for any home buyer. If they're on PG&E or any other electrical usages.
With PG&E now on these high fire days, shutting down power, and so we're just entering that phase. It'll be interesting to see how that works. Terrible inconvenience for a lot of the people, but you know, their liability factor and where they sit today, you sure can't blame them for what they're doing.
Oh, no, absolutely not. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-6-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Native American Day giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win a Harley Davidson just in time for Big Bike Weekend. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Drawing is Friday, September 27th at 6 p.m. just before the Beaumont Boys concert. 14 winners, $100 free slot play. Grand prize winner, a brand new Harley Davidson from Redding Harley Davidson. Wind River Resort and Casino. You win.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. Hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Trish Clark this morning on Friday. Surprise, it's not Thursday. You didn't wake up twice and come to Thursday, but Carl and Linda are out on assignment this morning. And so I'm here with guests Rob and Bruce Middleton from House of Realty, and we're just talking about different stuff going on in Shasta County. Bruce, you've been really involved with Costco Project for, what, 80 years?
Well,
it seems like it's gone. It seems like they've been trying to move from where they're at pretty much since the day they got there.
Well, it's been a long time. Yeah. I think they spent over 10 years up at Oasis, and that didn't work out. And they were really frustrated when they left that brand, said they would never, ever go back. And yet there's a segment here in town saying that's where it belongs. They will never, ever go there. But we represent the Rother family. And once again, I think their main reason for selling was health. The subdivision across from Riverview Golf and Country Club was sold, and there's a subdivision there, and that was after Henry Rother had passed away, and that was for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
They've owned this property for 80 years, been great stewards of the property. But anyway, we're approaching the 3.5-year mark that property has been in escrow.
Just insane.
And every time it gets ready, planning voted 7-0 to proceed, and then there was a CEQA letter on the last day prior to scheduling it for council. Air quality and traffic, and I thought the EIR was really a good one, but if you look hard enough, you can nitpick anything.
And you can see, you know, those, and when you file CEQA lawsuits, it just doesn't take much to start the process, and it really, and most times it's been, it doesn't change anything.
Right.
You just go through the process a whole lot longer. But in the end, the applicant generally ends up doing pretty much what he was going to do when you started.
Absolutely. And Costco's been patient. They've gone gone through this in multiple locations. They did this in Ukiah not long ago and stuck with it. And that store is now open and doing well. And I see people when I go to Costco pull up and ask where the gas pumps are. And we're one of the few anymore that doesn't have gas pumps, and certainly they would be there on South Pacelli. But, I think they're almost at the point. They've put this back out. They've redone what the CEQA letter required. And then if that happens again, I'm not sure why they just don't go to court. Say, we feel we've done absolutely everything, and a judge might agree with that. Or if there's a new letter and a new complaint, he might say, all right, do that, and then that might bring it to a head.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're probably looking at 4 years that's been in escrow before it actually closes.
See, and they should have just come down to Anderson and built it down there to begin with, and then we wouldn't have all these problems.
You know, I talked to the Costco people about that, and the 10 miles they felt was just a little too far from where their real base is. You know, years ago it was – they were trying to go on Knighton Road.
Exactly.
With the Hawkins Group.
I know.
And if for some reason this didn't happen, they're never going to go back to Oasis, but I think they very well might take another shot there.
And you know, I'll just point out that actually, if you look at what our main problem is the homelessness and the lack of the jail space. And from that standpoint, a large sales tax generating entity in the unincorporated area, wherein the sales tax would go to the county who is responsible to build a jail, is not a bad idea.
No, I think
that's why I pushed that Knighton Road development for so many years, because county desperately needs revenue, discretionary revenue.
I think the county shot at passing a sales tax is much greater than the city.
I think you're right.
City is not specific, and I don't think there's a trust there. And that's been the case before.
I think that's probably very, very sage advice. Yeah, I don't disagree one bit with that. Because you're right. There is that trust factor. There's yesterday it was brought up again. They just keep shooting themselves in the foot, in my mind, with this police chief thing, you know, those unfunded mandates. That we talk about all the time, and here they've had, what, 4 or 5 police chiefs in a row who literally are just adding to that unfunded. And I'm not against the police chiefs or anything personal about them. It's just the fact that when you promote somebody up, pay them the bigger wage, build them into a higher retirement, and they retire in 2 years, and you do that five times in a row. What's that doing to that unfunded Mendat picture?
There was a time where they weren't doing that. I went to school with Bob Blankenship, and I think Bob was 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I think when Leonard Modi became police chief,
That was the start of it. They
talked to three people, I think, and said, are you willing to commit to 5 years? And Modi did. The other ones that were considered said, no, our retirement's coming, and we're not going to do that. Since Modi, though, I think you've seen the 2 years, 3 years. I mean, there's a number of them. I shudder to think how many retired police chiefs we have out there and what they're being paid.
Well, the perception in the community are those kind of things that keep happening. So they've got some homework to do to build that trust factor with the people that they can be trusted to do what they say they're going to do. So, I'll support the tax.
Oh, I will too.
Because I think that there's no question that you have to put the money into the system. You can't just build a jail if you don't have the district attorney's office, the public defender, and the police people, and probation, and all the rest of it to make the rest of the system work. But you've got to define it and not leave any wiggle room in there about what that money can be used for.
The county is a specific tax, and I know Stephanie Bridget and a number of these people are going out and
promoting it. Yeah.
Absolutely. The city would be, and you can have the best intentions in the world, but if all of a sudden you've got a PERS bill for $9 million for the year, guess where the money's going to go?
Yeah.
So,
No, you've got to make it specific, and it's got to be tied down to where it doesn't matter what else happens. Right. That's where the money's going to go. And that's important. I think that's so. Any other topics that we could get on to, Rob?
Well, I've been on the EDC committee for 20-plus years, and I know there's been a major effort trying to bring more industry here. It seems like we're fielding more calls and getting more looks and being considered, and, you know, all of that is good news. I know there are companies looking in the Anderson area as well. There's a few looking at Stillwater Business Park, and it's such tough competition when you're looking at a company that is coming from out of state, and they're looking around at different states because California hasn't exactly been a friendly state to develop in and build in and thrive in. So it would be great for the county if, you know, some of these companies come through. I know EDC played a major role in acquiring United here and in their new flights in L.A., and that seems to help, but there's also a threshold there that United demands that there's so many seats occupied, otherwise that will go away, and it seems like it's right there at their threshold, so that's good news.
That's good, yeah.
And, you know, Reading continues to move along. There's obviously a big driver from Bethel, and it's interesting how right now there's a lot of talk going out there on how to house students at Bethel and different ideas. And, of course, in developing and trying to fill those needs, whether it's through apartments or a different style of living for a lot of people today, the millennials, it seems like, where all they require is a bedroom and a bathroom on occasion. And so it's a different look that we're starting to see across the board. Whether or not that will come in the near future, how it's going to change the demands of housing for this area.
The Bethel factor, you're right, because these people come from all over. I have said repeatedly I don't know that much about Bethel and their organization. I have found that when I have interacted with the people from Bethel, it's always been very positive. They seem like very, they're committed to the community and what they're doing. And so my relationship with them has been very positive. There's no question that they bring a lot of people in, and there is an impact with that, certainly on housing and
huge impact. And if for some reason something happened there, they opened up a division elsewhere, it would change the vacancy factor dramatically in the Reading area and change housing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, they've got their big building project going. Got all the stuff going on in the downtown mall and a ton of stuff going on all over Shasta County. And Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. I enjoyed the conversation this morning, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break now for the news, and we will be back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a key driver of the American economy, consumer spending. It continues to rise, but not by very much.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump going after congressional Democrats who are pursuing an impeachment agenda.
Sounding off on Twitter, the president is attempting to discredit government officials and is attacking Democrats. He takes aim at the anonymous whistleblower in the intelligence community, saying it's sounding more and more like the so-called whistleblower isn't a whistleblower at all. And he alleges the person is a partisan operative. The president goes after House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff as well, calling him corrupt and urging for his resignation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Amid a growing health scare across the country, a House committee now calling on all e-cigarette makers to quit advertising their products.
In the wake of an increasing number of reports of health issues and deaths linked with vaping, Illinois Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy has written to e-cigarette manufacturers and asked them to stop all television, radio, print, and digital advertising in the U.S. In his letter, Krishnamoorthy writes, "The American people should not serve as guinea pigs for e-cigarettes." The most recent report from the Centers for Disease Control shows 806 vaping-related illnesses and 12 deaths.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Iran's president says U.S. sanctions on his country are more unstable than ever. At the same time, he's urging the U.S. to abandon what he calls its policy of maximum pressure on Iran. Wall Street, the Dow up 116 points, the Nasdaq 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
European nations warning Iran that further violations of their nuclear deal could bring about the agreement's total collapse and the reimposition of UN sanctions.
During the summer, Iran began stockpiling and enriching more uranium than is allowed under the deal it agreed to curb its nuclear program. And it's threatened to go even further this autumn unless European countries do more to protect it from sanctions imposed by the United States after it withdrew from the deal. But the BBC has learned that Britain, France and Germany this week formally warned Tehran they will trigger a special dispute mechanism if there's a further significant breach of the nuclear agreement. This could potentially lead to the collapse of the entire deal and the reimposition of United Nations sanctions, which would be applied by all UN members and have a devastating impact on Iran's economy.
The BBC's James Landale, the U.S. imposed sanctions that have kept Iran from selling its oil abroad. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's talk of a possible strike in the nation's third largest school district.
Chicago teachers voted to authorize union leaders to call a strike as early as October 7th. Union delegates are scheduled to meet next week to set an exact date. The union and the school district have been negotiating for months over issues, including pay, benefits, and staffing shortages. Among the union's demands, a 15% total raise over a three-year contract, while the district's offered 16% over a five-year period. Chicago's last major teacher strike was in 2012 and lasted seven school days. A strike this year would affect roughly 400,000 students. Ron DeRockster reporting.
General Motors now says striking workers will get company-paid health insurance 9 days after telling the union that coverage would be cut off. In an email to the United Auto Workers Union, the automaker states that employee health and well-being are GM's top priorities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is Friday, and not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark this morning. And I welcome you back for the second hour of our talk show here. It is about 67 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 79 and a low of 53. And on Saturday, a high of 71, a low of 49. On Sunday, a high of 66 and a low of 46. And on Monday, 66 and 47. You know, it's going to be cooler, and I'm looking forward to that. We have a 20% chance of showers this evening, and on Saturday, partly cloudy. So, and on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. So we're looking for a little moisture in the air, and I think they even predicted some snow way up high. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and veteran-operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're going to go to the phones now and talk with Susan from Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 114 points at 27,004. The S&P 500 is gaining 5 points at 2,982, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive 3 points at 8,034. Active stocks on the big board, Chesapeake Energy up 3 cents, trading at 144. Las Vegas Sands trading higher up 299 at 58.86 per share. Verit down 14 cents at $9.64. For local stocks of interest, AT&T up 30 cents at 37.67. PG&E down 31 cents, trading at 10.38. And Verizon up 16 cents at 60.60. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is flat at 1.70%. And for commodities, gold is down $13 an ounce at $1,495. Silver off 38 cents at $17.54 per ounce. And crude oil trading at $56 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks so much, Susan. Always good information.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. All right. So now I'm joined in the studio with some guests from One Safe Place. And I was commenting that I haven't heard from them in a while, so I'm anxious to hear what's going on. So welcome Christine Hixenbaum and Danielle Lazarus.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Okay. So, Christine, you're
Can I help you?
Yeah, please do, because I can't read my own writing.
Yeah, I'm the prevention educator at One Safe Place. And I work out at Shasta College as an advocate, and I'm a client services advocate on site as well.
Oh, very good. Okay. And Danielle.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm the crisis hotline coordinator at One Safe Place.
You need to talk right into the microphone.
Right into the microphone. This is kind of my first duo at this and, like, talking right here. Okay, yeah, I'm the crisis hotline coordinator for One Safe Place.
Okay, very good. And so we're this next month, October, is the National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of activities surrounding that. So why don't you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, Domestic Violence Awareness Month is an opportunity for people to talk about it. You know, domestic violence isn't really something that people really like to discuss. It's something that happens inside the home. And we always think, well, that's something between those two people, and I don't want to get involved, and I don't want to do anything or say anything. Another thing is that we can see domestic violence happening out in our community, and we still don't do anything or say anything because we think that's something between them. I don't want to intervene. This isn't something that I feel comfortable doing. And so this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month is an opportunity for us to set an example, talk to our kids, figure out what it is that we would personally feel comfortable in doing in order to stop domestic violence in Shasta County.
So it's not in the forefront like it was for a while. Does that mean we've got a handle on this and it's all gone away? Is it not being reported? I think we are doing better than certainly with the development of the One Safe Place campus and all of those things. We're doing way better than we were for a while. Mm-hmm. But it's still there.
Absolutely, it is still there. And actually, with the campfire and the car fire, we did see an increase. Just from last year to this year, we see 120 more visits per service on average a month this year.
Wow.
Versus last year.
And do you put that to the stress that happened because of so many people being dislocated? Such an impact on so many families in our community.
Absolutely. So people coming here from all over, and then we already had a housing shortage. So even our transitional housing, moving people out of shelter and into stable environments is also getting really difficult.
Oh, for sure, because that is one of the things that you do is you bring them into One Safe Place, get them kind of established and what have you. And then just so people know, then you don't just leave them alone. You take them and reestablish them, help them get some interim housing and on the outside. That's got to be difficult. We were just talking in the last hour about the housing shortage for that kind of, you know, entry-level housing.
Yeah. I mean, we provide a variety of service. We like to call ourselves the one-stop shop for domestic violence and sexual assault. Really, if you got something going on, we can definitely help you, regardless of your socioeconomic status or, you know, your race, ethnicity, culture. I mean, we understand. We're there with you. And if somebody's not really ready to move forward or separate, we're still going to be there for those people when they are ready.
And I think that we always assume that as we are talking, everybody that's listening to us knows everything about One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just not true.
Right.
Because there are people out there that are going, I have no idea what they're talking about. Where is this place and what do you do? So kind of give us just a little bit of that for a minute.
Yeah. So we're located at 2250 Benton, near Quartz, across from Caldwell Park. We have a full-service shelter upstairs, and then down below we provide legal services. We have therapists on site. We have advocates. We'll go to court with people and help with mediation. Really, it's if you're able to stand next to somebody in court, that really helps that person feel so much more comfortable in the whole process. Some people don't want to take the domestic violence to the next level in regards to preventing it from happening again. So we team up with the DA's office, and we help them through that process of prosecution and just standing next to them and helping them throughout that process.
And a lot of those people that they have to deal with to go through this process are on site there at One Safe Place. So it's not like they're there, and then they have to go out to see a therapist or go out to do their interviews with the different agencies. All of that is available and there for them so that they can just be safe and secure and get started with creating a new life.
Absolutely. And something that I really appreciate about One Safe Place is we have such strong partnerships throughout the community, especially with law enforcement and the court system. So we'll have somebody come in, and they can tell their story once, and then the DA can hear in a different room, right? We have video and audio, and we can actually do a full assessment. We just created a strangulation clinic, so we have doctors come in and do a full assessment. And so everybody is there, but not everybody has to be in the room. So it takes off that extra pressure.
That's huge.
Yeah, but we've got doctors there. We have a legal advisor there on site. I mean, it's amazing. We help people.
No, we've got to take a break here just in a second. But I really want to get into that at more depth, because that is part of the problem. As you go in, and like you indicated, the how many times I have to repeat this before I get to somebody that can do something about it.
Yep, we can definitely do something about it.
Yeah, so that's great. So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bassiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. They're a firearms dealer of choice for Carl and Linda, for sure, and myself. When it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on your guns, or having ammo, John Bassiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customers need in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. It would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce, there's some tax credits that are coming to an end.
The 30% federal tax credit has been around for a number of years now, and it's starting to ramp down. And this is the last year of the 30%, full 30% federal tax credit.
And Powerhouse Solar sells and installs generators?
I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and we've been doing a lot of generators this summer. A lot of people just want to have the security to be able to stay in their home when PG has these rolling blackouts. And if there's a fire or for other reasons, it just gives the customer security to know that they can stay in their home.
And Bruce, what's the difference between renting and owning your power?
When you're a utility customer, it's like you're renting power. When you have a solar system by Powerhouse Solar, you're not only, you know, making a payment to an asset that you own, but you're stopping the ever-increasing rates of PG&E or REU. So that's the beautiful thing about having solar, is that you are now an owner of your power that you produce, as opposed to being a renter of power.
Come see the design showroom at Powerhouse Solar, 4616 Caterpillar Road. Call 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Friday. It's about 60 degrees in about 70, 67 degrees in downtown Reading. Looking at the wrong dial. You are KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM radio. And if you've got a call or a question that you'd like to talk about with the ladies from One Safe Place, give us a call at 530-605-4567. There's got to be questions out there about the services they provide, and we've got two gals in here that are more than happy to take those questions and answer them. We were talking before the break, Christine, about a process where they can come in and tell their story one time and not have to repeat it to all the agencies that need to hear it. So I want you to expand on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what it kind of looks like from the client's perspective, right? So the client will come in, and then they will be able to go into one of our private living rooms, and they'll have a full assessment by an advocate. The advocate will figure out where are you, what do you need, really give them the space to have that really open-hearted discussion about what's been happening. Oftentimes, people have been going through domestic violence for so long that they don't even recognize all of the different aspects of abuse that they've been going through for so long. I mean, after 10 years, you just think, well, this is something that I must get used to, or this is something that's normal. Something that we really it's an educational piece for us.
It doesn't always start out physical with somebody beating the heck out of them.
No. And it can actually, I mean, absolutely not, right? So something that we provide to them is a questionnaire, and it goes through legal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse. And when somebody has to go through and fill out all of those indicators of abuse, it really hits home into the different ways that they may have been manipulated, and gives a lot of validation. Yeah. And something else is that we provide them with what's called an adverse childhood experience assessment. And it's 10 questions, and it ranges from were you neglected? Were you abused? What kind of things did you see as a child growing up? And we get to use that information to help them understand that this is something that they've normalized since they were children, and that we are deciding now that this is enough and this isn't a normal relationship, right? And so then we get to start to build what is a normal relationship, and then that's when we get to assess, are you open to going to see a therapist? Are you open to going to group classes? We have two every week. We have boundary setting, and then we also have one about the effects of domestic violence and how to overcome that. It's a really tough process to
go through,
separate from something that you thought that was going to be a forever.
Right. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the strangulation and what happens so that the district attorney and everybody else can be a part of that. So let's explain that process. We just barely touched on that as we were going to the break.
Yeah. So a survivor that has been strangled is 750% more likely to be murdered by that perpetrator.
Those are tremendous statistics. Alarming.
Absolutely alarming. And that's something that really hits home and makes people realize that strangulation is very, very, very dangerous. If somebody is going to strangle you, they're trying to cut off your airways. They're trying to create, in their minds, like, they want to kill you.
Exactly. So it's important at that point to get that doctor in and get the person to do it. But you don't want to have to put that person through explaining all that, going through it with the doctor, and then going through the court system and everything. So how does that work?
So we have a strangulation clinic, and the doctor will come in, and he has a couple of assistants with him, just taking notes and doing assessments that way. And then we also have an advocate in the room, somebody from One Safe Place that has already been working with the client and understands what they've already been through. And we don't, as an advocate, we don't interject, but we can assist that client and just kind of do the handholding,
keeping them calm and
absolutely, because yeah, we know,
letting them know they're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the doctor will do an assessment. He'll figure out what kind of physical side effects that the strangulation may have had, and then like a full range of psychological evaluation, what's going on internally, And in the other room across the way, the DA will be there too.
And
the
DA, they can see and hear.
Yep.
Because you've got audio equipment and visual videotape. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And, of course, the client knows
that. Is exactly aware of what the process is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then afterwards, the client gets to talk one-on-one with the DA, of course, with an advocate in the room. The difference between the DA and we as advocates is that we as advocates are fully confidential. You can tell us anything, and we're not going to say a word about it, not to anybody, right? And so, but with the DA, if you say something about maybe violence that you've done onto that other person, they are going to have to divulge that. So it's important to have an advocate in the room just so that they know that there is somebody they can kind of talk to about, like, some of the internal workings. Because a lot of people think that they are the ones that made this happen. And so they will talk more about the ways that they made the violence happen more than how they have been affected by the severe violence, right? Oh, well, when he came home from work, I didn't have dinner ready, and he told me to have dinner ready. Or he told me that he didn't like potatoes, and I made potatoes, right? And that's what set him off, and I'm doing all these things wrong, when in actuality, nobody deserves to be hit. Nobody
Regardless,
deserves to
yes.
be put down or made to feel little.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, and so we've got October coming up, and this is an opportunity to focus in the community and bring and highlight that these things, if they're going on in your life and happening to you, that's not normal. It's not something you're doing. There is help out there for you, and you need to not continue to put up with it. The other thing is in the community, I think that if we see things, I know there are mandated reporters. People that have to report violence of any kind if they see it. But just if you have friends or people you're around, people you work with, you need to intervene if you see those kind of things happening.
Yeah.
And the person may jump right in your face and say it's none of your business. But at the very least, you might get them thinking about it and contemplating that maybe what they're going through is not normal.
Yeah.
And in the long run, you might save somebody's life.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you step forward. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, intervening can look very different. It can just be letting that person know that you see what's going on and that you're ready and you're going to be on their side if they ever decided to move forward or get a divorce or separate or they need somewhere to go or save housing, right? You could be that friend who says, hey, if you decide to leave that person, you can come stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And just giving them that support that says, I'm here for you if you ever decide to leave that relationship is huge.
You know, another thing that I've heard so many men talk about, and they are aware, okay, they've got a friend that they go fishing with, or they go hunting with, or they, whatever, or maybe they work with them. And they can kind of see that they're not treating their wife like they should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's none of my business.
Oh, yep.
Okay. You know, I don't want to get involved. But, you know, be a guy. Step up.
Yeah.
And if you've got a friend that you care about and he's, you know, being the man and taking advantage of his woman, then let's just say something.
Yeah.
Be a guy. Get in there and say, you know, hey, that's no way to treat her.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe counsel him and say, do you know, you've got some kind of problem. That isn't the way to be.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to step forward, get out of your box and so you might lose a friend for a little while, but you might, again, save
a life.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And yeah, social pressure is very important, right? I mean, whether it's somebody saying, hey, I support you when you leave, or say something like, that's not cool. Don't do that. I would never treat my wife that way. I can't believe that you would say something like that to your wife.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, a little bit of tension, fine. But later on, hey, maybe you brought to light something that they didn't pay attention to. Maybe this is something that they've normalized or something that they've seen growing up. And they have.
That's how my father treated my mother. I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah, totally. Totally. But I mean, that's not the way that we as a society have decided that we want to participate in relationships. So, I mean, we made the decision that we want to have healthy, to communities, and that's what we're trying to move forward and put our step up and say something and do something.
So I want to talk, when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the crisis hotline, because I know that's always, we need volunteers to work that. That's a very important intervention step in this whole process, because when they maybe decided to make that first phone call, that can be the difference as to whether they get out of it or they don't. So the person they get on the other end of that line, it's a big deal. So get ready, Danielle, because when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about the crisis hotline.
All right, I'll be ready for you.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening
Great choice of music here. Welcome back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Again, if you have questions for the people from One Safe Place, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to us by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. And we give them a call at 221-4144. Bob Belongi is trying to get both Carl and I to say that speaker thing. Klipsch. I think I got it. Okay. All right. So here we go. Danielle.
Yes.
Crisis hotline.
Yes, crisis hotline.
Tell us how that works and how do people take advantage of that and who can call you.
Okay, absolutely. So the crisis hotline is a telephone support service for any individual to be able to call in at and ask any type of questions that if that individual has concerns with domestic violence or sexual assault, they can call in and we can either connect them to resources, connect them to maybe it's an out-of-sight or outside county resource, or what we can connect them with an appointment within our organization on site. So it's a 24-hour, 7 days a week support service. There's always going to be somebody that's going to answer it. And it really works with volunteers. There's either a volunteer is on staff or a staff member is staffed 24 hours, 7 days a week.
So if you have a question about a friend, yourself, services, or you really just need to talk to somebody, all of the above, you'll get to the right person by calling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and get a pencil because in a minute we're going to give you a phone number and then you can write that down because it's important that if you've got something going on that you have that number available. So what number would they call?
It'd be 244-0117.
Okay, and that's any kind of question that you have about where to go for services, who's going to be at the other end? How much training does that person get that's at the other end?
So everybody that's on the line goes through an 8-week course, a DVSA certified crisis intervention counseling course, really intense 66-hour course that has a lot of educational components, training components, role-playing components. So that person on the other end that's going to talk to that individual that's calling in is highly trained and certified, has to pass examinations and different certifications. So the person that when a community member calls in is always going to be connected to somebody that's highly trained and specializes in what they do on that crisis hotline.
And this is important because if someone finally gets up the courage to make that phone call, it's important that the person at the other end of that phone is going to know how to deal with them and sympathize with them or answer
Absolutely.
Their questions and not just put them off. What they don't need at that point is to be referred to another phone number.
Right, absolutely.
Because that's quite often what happens when people call for help. So so as we're I got thrown there because Jared doesn't usually walk in here and hand it to me. I was waiting for in the middle. So we actually have a phone call, and we'll go to the phones. Melinda, you got something you'd like to talk about. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I was curious. Domestic violence always speaks about being against women. What do you have available for the men who are actual victims of domestic violence?
Really good question, Melinda, because I know that is part of their service.
Yeah, about 1 in 7 men will be affected by physical violence serious physical violence with by another person. I mean, but we do see men. We also see men in our shelter. But men also have been stigmatized to believe that it's a weakness to come forward and talk about something that happened to them. There's a lot more layers to that whole toxic male masculinity aspect of, you know, they grew up in a household where,
you know, you don't hit like a girl, but you hit like a man. And it's kind of hard for a man to come forward to and say, I have been victimized, you know, and I need help. That's really hard for men. So that statistic is actually pretty low, and it's mostly it's higher, but men just don't come forward as much.
Right. Is there any way to put out there, you know, that there is stuff available, you know, for them?
Yeah. I mean, at One Safe Place, we see both men and women.
And actually, that's included in the advertisements that I hear for One Safe Place.
I just don't hear that much about it. So that was my question, and thank you for the answer.
Thanks for the call, Melinda. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, so I know it's important that if they make the call, is there a way that if they then, in the middle of that phone call, they hang up, do you try to get back with them? Can you do that? I know we can see the phone number where they're at. Is there any way that you can follow up, or do you just kind of have to leave it and hope they call again?
No, absolutely. So when we're on the phone, we take certain pieces of information. We usually like to, you know, take a request a phone number if the individual is willing to provide it. And we always do follow up if that phone number is provided. So with that being said, we usually do a follow up the next day. If that individual calls in, let's say after business hours, and that individual's in immediate danger, we can provide shelter in one of our motels that we can host them in. And so we can always facilitate the need regardless of the matter.
How about let's say you get somebody that calls in and they appear to be in real danger and what have you, and then they hang up. You call back and you don't get anything. Would you dispatch the police to a situation like that?
If we had the appropriate information, if we had the appropriate whereabouts, individual's name, maybe a birth date, absolutely. But, I mean, it's all in discretion if the individual's willing to relinquish that kind of information.
Okay, and so, but you're not going to follow, because I'm thinking about somebody, okay, they call, their husband's not there, they call and they try to do it, and then they're not ready to make that step, and then you call the next day and the husband answers the phone. That could incite him, you wouldn't identify yourself, right?
So only if the client wants us to follow up, right, will we follow up.
Okay. That's important to know, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's one of the key pieces of information that we ask, especially when people come in. We're like, okay, what's your phone number? And then the next question is, can you receive phone messages on this phone? Would you rather us text you about appointments, things like that?
Would you rather get back with us? Is there a safe way to? Yeah, because I think all those things, people, you know, if they're out there trying to make a decision whether they're going to do anything about something, we don't want to scare them off to think that they're going to put themselves out there and then all the whole world's going to descend on them when they're maybe not ready to go that far with it.
Well, something that we train our counselors in pretty heavily is empowerment, and we really focus on the empowerment model. So when somebody calls in, we want to empower them to make the proper steps and do it themselves, because when they become ready, they'll start to recognize that there is going to be somebody at One Safe Place who's ready to take them in when they're ready. So the key piece of calling in is us giving you empowerment to make that next step. If somebody's not ready and, you know, they don't want us to call them back, we're not going to push, because we understand that victim knows what's going on in the house a lot better than we do.
Well, exactly. And we certainly want the message out there that One Safe Place is there to help you, be your advocate, guide you. But they're not a big bureaucracy that's going to bring government and all of this stuff down on top of you, because I know that's a fear sometimes. We have our personal lives, and we don't want people. Mm-hmm. We want to ask for the help. We don't want government taking over and jumping in the middle of us. I mean, we don't want the district attorney and the police chief to be sitting on our doorstep the next morning when, well, wait a minute, I was just, I'm not ready for
no
this.
No way. So, yeah. No, absolutely not. The client has full privilege to any type of information and any next steps that they want to do. There's absolutely no pressure. We understand that this is it can be a long-term process. I mean, this could be something that takes 5-10 years for you to actually commit to. And we totally understand that, right? So it's just important that they stay safe. And we've even had people in some hostage style situations where they can't leave the house, and we have to just wait and wait for them to call us, and because they know what's going on in their own household.
Mm-hmm.
They know like the intricacies of the relationship and the certain signs that may be coming up that they're going to be violent that day and not the next day, or they know the work schedule and things like that. And so we are a dedicated, compassionate group of advocates who really go above and beyond to ensure the safety of our clients. And we collaborate with one another. It's not just you and the advocate and the advocate's, you know, oh, here's this resource, here's that resource. It's not like that. After you talk to an advocate, they'll go back and we do a huddle and we figure out, okay, what is the safest way for this person to exit the relationship? And we consider all different aspects, whether that be custody, if they own a house together, what their economic status is. If they are a stay-at-home mom and can't move out and maybe don't feel safe coming into the shelter, okay, what are the other options? Let's figure out what family or friends they have in the area or even outside the area. It's just about getting them to safety.
And we want to recognize that there can be times when maybe an intervention is just what's needed, and maybe some counseling. Maybe that person that started in this direction can be turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can actually save that marriage and make it work.
Yeah.
If both parties are willing to get in there and have some counseling and maybe some therapy to talk things through. Because I think that's the fear a lot of times. If you're married and you've got a family, you really don't want to split that up and have your children in without two parents. And so that service is available as well to help make that family whole and well again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they know the relationship best. And if all they need to know is what a healthy relationship looks like, we have groups for that. We have groups for boundaries. Right.
Yeah, you know.
And if somebody just wants to call and talk about, you know, what they've experienced that evening, they can call the crisis line. We're not going to call the, you know, police and get involved. We're just there to listen. So, I mean, people don't even need to tell us their name when they call in.
Okay. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back for our final segment and talk about all of the activities for the National
Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Woo! Woo! I have a hard time reading my writing. We'll be right back.
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Islands. Sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside. And the downhill run to Papa Ape.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
All right, and welcome back. This is the final segment of the morning show with this has been Trish Clark. This morning we've been visiting for the last hour with the ladies from the One Safe Place, and you know that's such an incredible facility in our community and such opportunities for all people that are suffering from domestic violence. And so next month in October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're going to have all kinds of activities that they're going to be doing. And so Christine, tell us some of the places you're going to be and things that are happening to bring this to everybody's attention again and get everybody aware that, that this is happening in our community and there is something we can do about it.
Right. Well, every October, we rededicate ourselves to breaking the cycle and changing the culture here in Shasta County. And to do that, we have proclamations, right? We proclaim that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we are likely coming to a city near you, right? We're going to be in Shasta Lake on October 3rd at the city council meeting. And we're going to be in Reading, city council meeting on October 15th and Anderson on October 1st at 6 p.m., right, for the council meeting. And then we're also going to be at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and that's we're collaborated with the DA's office, and they'll be speaking on October 1st at 9 a.m.
So all of you people out in your communities, it's really supportive. If you go to your council meetings, you should be doing that anyway so you know what's going on in your community. And so on those dates in your community, show up and be there for the proclamation and add some support to this effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Come in, listen, you know. And be there for the proclamation, shake some hands, you know, hang out with us for a second.
Yeah, there you go.
Know, see who's on the other side.
Exactly. It's always good to get, I always encourage people, if you're not involved in your community, you're just missing out on so much because you get way more out of it than you give.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you involved and active and you need to know what's going on in your community. These are positive things.
And
so
biggest,
what else have we got?
The biggest part is showing up, right?
Absolutely.
Be seen, be counted. So tomorrow, Saturday, September 28th, the Shasta Bike Tour is going to be taking place. I don't know if you've heard about that yet, but it's amazing. It's going to be great. We've got different ways that you can participate, whether you are somebody who likes to ride through some foothills or just, you know, mosey along some landmarks. If you want to even drive through and see the car fire remnants, right? Or even just go on a family ride. Registration is open up until the start of the race. So we've got 62 miles. That's going to take place at,
yeah,
starting at 7 a.m. I know. Me too.
Yeah.
but there are, I mean, even if you want a challenge, right?
Yeah.
Come out, get challenged. We also have a 30-mile, and it's called the Three Shastas. We've got a 10-mile that's called Rising from the Ashes, and that drives through the car fire remnants. And then we also have a 2 4-mile Shasta family rides. And so you just bring your family, bring some friends. That's low impact, right? I mean,
yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Okay. And so then they're going to have live music. Oh, yeah. Afterwards, we're going to have live music, big barbecue. We've got local beer and wine that's going to be served.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a party, you know. What?
Yeah.
And we'll throw events without parties.
Yeah. And where does all this take place?
It's going to be on Quartz Hill, at the bottom there at 54 Quartz Hill in Reading.
In Reading. Okay. I'm not identifying with the location. Near?
It's going to be, let's see.
We're stumbling
56,
here.
56. Sorry. It's not 54 Quartz Hill. It's 56 Quartz Hill in Reading.
And that's located near?
Yep. That's going to be.
I mean, we need girls
near us.
Tell us.
It's Lake Reading Park.
Lake Reading Park. Okay.
Yeah,
Lake Reading.
It's near OSP.
Okay. Yeah, it's near One Safe Place, and it's at Lake Reading Park.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's what we needed to know.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a website. If you go onto OSP Shasta, you'll find the bike tour links, and you can register online, or you can call in and register.
And you can give a call at 244-0118, extension 223. And if you haven't registered or you don't want to take part in that whole bike ride thing, but you can be there later in the afternoon. We've got live music. We've got the post-ride barbecue. Local beer and wine concessions, and just come out and show your support. I'm sure there'll be some raffles and an opportunity for you to make donations and invest in One Safe Place, and it's just going to be a great time for the community. So that's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
So
come
and yeah, come out. It's going to be cool.
It's
going to be cool and comfortable down there. So it's a good thing. Okay, so we've got just about 2 or 3 minutes left. Final thoughts or words that you'd like to say about One Safe Place?
Well, One Safe Place is an active community partner, right? We are open. We want to partner with others who also have a mission to end domestic violence and sexual assault in Shasta County. And so in order to be a supporter, that doesn't always look the same to everybody. I mean, if you don't have the money, you can always just be an active bystander in your own community. Seeing something, saying something, calling in, figuring out, right, educating yourself, figuring out what you can do and how you can help.
You make donations. Certainly there's always an opportunity. This was a huge undertaking for the community to build this facility.
Yeah.
I think there's still some of that debt that's there that's an ongoing basis.
Yeah, I mean, back
so
to
you could make a donation to them. Items that are needed in the facility.
So we also do what's called a sexual assault response, and there's a team of people who go out and respond to people who have had a sexual assault. So we need things like sweatpants, T-shirts.
Now, do these all have to be new, or can they be used?
New would be
okay.
Preferred,
okay.
Right? Because you just want
exactly.
The
yeah.
person wearing them to feel comfortable. And especially after something like a sexual assault, you want to give them something fresh.
Right.
So also some like shoes, like female shoes, size 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
But the sweatpants and the T-shirts, bras and underwear are a big thing that we could really use more of. Because sometimes, I mean, and, you know, think about it. Don't just give us some weird bra. Give us some sports bras. Sports bras are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sports bras and sweatpants, something that people can change into and feel comfortable.
Yeah. And if you've got time and you'd like to go through that training, that's an opportunity to go in and be a volunteer for the crisis program. You can go in and be interviewed, I'm sure, and see if you're you know, you could go through that training and work on that crisis hotline, because I'm sure you always need volunteers for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah. So thanks, girls.
Thank you
so
much.
It's been a good conversation, and I thank you all for joining us this morning. And this is KCNR 96.5 FM. As Carl always says, the good guy or a bad guy, which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.